The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armeza, MD, is patient Louis Billis, L-O-U-I-S, last name B-I-L-I-S. This is a tremolo exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space, Billis space L. Tremolo exercise stress test, date of examination, 7/25/22, referring physician, Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D, Fagno, F-A-U-G-N-O, M-D, performing physician, Sharon Armeza, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication. Sixty-eight-year-old male with history of bradycardia. BPCs and APCs for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, first degree AV block, APCs, right bundle branch block, period, episodes of Wanky Bach noted. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 128 over 78. Baseline heart rate, 86 beats per minute. Correction, baseline blood pressure, 128 over 78, parentheses, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams, Toprol XL. Hold on, let me double check that. We've got something that's not adding up here. 1 second. Okay, so it's metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams Q12H. So it's amlodipine 2.5, amlodipine is 7.5 milligrams, and metoprolol tartrate is 25 milligrams Q12H. New paragraph. Baseline heart rate, 86 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 11 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 118, parentheses, ...78% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 78 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 16520, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets. The patient had mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress on his medication. The patient had significantly attenuated heart rate response to exercise. On his beta blocker, the patient had a final blood pressure of 122 over 74 and a heart rate of 86 at the end of the recovery period. There were APCs and VPCs. There were isolated APCs and VPCs noted throughout the test. There were occasional episodes. Correction. There was baseline right bundle branch block, first-degree AV block and right bundle branch block, which was persistent throughout the test. There were isolated APCs and VPCs also noted throughout the test. There were short episodes of Wanky Bach also noted at baseline and in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremolo exercise stress test to 78% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the failure to achieve by the submaximal level of stress with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets, increased from his prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure Four, the patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had a significantly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, possibly related in part to his underlying conduction disease, as well as to his beta blocker. 5, there was baseline first gravy block and right bundle branch block persisted throughout the test. There were occasional APCs and VPCs throughout the test, and there were short episodes of potential Wanky Bock correction. There were short episodes which appear to be related to Wanky Bock at baseline and in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormeza, MD.